Hello.
Hey James, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Now it's a good time to talk to you, right? Actually, since
Okay.
you mentioned about PayPal and Stripe, right? And you also mentioned you want to speak with Chase, right? So
Well, what I'm trying to find out is what the deadline is for this project. I want to know because I feel like we're falling behind. My product is seasonal product, and I can't sell it once the summer's halfway over.
okay.
So I need to know when this is going to be complete.
Okay. I will let you know how much it takes time to complete it, right?
Because I keep hearing in 48 hours and 48 hours and 48 hours, and then I don't hear back from anyone for a week. So for the past 3 weeks, I've been hearing 48 hours, 48 hours, 48 hours. And then what happened to the prints page just kind of blows my mind how that all got undone. And now it has to be, redone. So I just want to know, I want to know when this is going to be done.
Okay. Last time as we spoke with you, and you have provided me all the things like the banner images, product images, and Mummy and Me's product images and other things, right? So, and the prints and solid images and all that stuff that you have provided me. It's fine. I already provided the production department. They are working on it, right? There's too many products. There's a new product as well. We need to be updated. So what I can do, today I will send you the email, right? The final date would be mentioned in that email. It's not date take that much time, okay?
Okay.
Today is 2nd June, right? So today before the date, I will send you the email, like what would be the final date of that project to go ahead and launch your site, okay? You don't, it will not date
Okay.
take that much time. Today you will receive an email, okay, from my side, and I will mention the final date of that project, then when we will go ahead and launch your site on the Shopify.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, this website's on our server, right? So we need to move to the Shopify. So a complete timeline I will give you, like when we will give you this website to be launched on your Shopify account. So I will give you the final date for that.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay.
Because
And
I really need this up within a week. I need this up within a week.
yes, I do understand that. I really do understand that. I will give you date in a week or in a this things right today. So you don't
Okay.
need to worry about that.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
this right now this website on our server, so we need to move to the Shopify, right? Actually, I asked the Chase about that for the Shopify access. So he just come from the hospital today. Actually, he's got an emergency, so
Okay.
he's in the office right now. I asked to him, so he was finding some informations like a Shopify access in their emails, but he cannot able to find out. If it's possible to you, can you give me access to me directly so I can start working on the Shopify account to migrate the site to the
Yeah, I can. You just need my login for Shopify?
Yes, if you can, you are comfortable to provide me login username and password of your Shopify, that's fine. Or otherwise,
Okay.
you can add me as a staff members and give me the complete access on my email
Okay,
address.
I can add you as. Yeah, I can add you. I'll add you just like I did yesterday with the PayPal. Did you get the information for PayPal?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, all right. I'll add you. Yeah, I'll be glad to add you.
Can
And
you
that's
add me on my email
Sam.
number? Not for the Sam.Jones, right? You can give me the access of my Gmail email, which is, can you write it down? This is Jones Sam 123567 at gmail.com.
Jones Sam 1 2 3.
567 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yes, I'm repeating. It's JONESSAM123567 at gmail.com. Jones Sam at 123567 at gmail.com. Yep.
All right, okay.
And make sure once you give add me as a staff member, so give me the access to tick mark on all boxes. So give me the
Okay.
complete access, okay? Can you do that right now? I can hold the line so I can make sure that I have received that or not.
Okay. One second. I think I'm going to Shopify right now. Let's
Sure.
see. Okay, one second. They're sending me a code to log in. It'll take one second because I haven't logged in weeks. Okay, one second. All right, I'm on the main page. It's pulling up now. Okay.
Do you know how to send your staff invite?
So, okay, I'm on the main page, and then I go to
settings.
Settings. Let me find. Oh, I found settings. Okay.
There's an option like invite members or something.
Let's see, store plan, users and permissions.
Let me let you know. Just give me one second. Let me log in my Shopify account and see what options should be there.
Yes. Add, there's an add staff.
Add, exactly, add staff. Yep. Got it. Add a staff, please. Yep. There's a, once you go to the setting, there is an option like user and permission. Users and permission, then there is an option add a staff. Put my name
and
staff.
Yeah, users and permission. Yeah, I'm there now. I'm typing in your email, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
You sent it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Where it is? Yes, I got it.
Okay, you got it.
I got it. Okay, thank you so much for this. Right, what I can do, let me forward this to the production department, and we will start the migration to the Shopify, right? Today, before the day end, I will send you the email, and I will mention the final date of your website launch, because the migration takes little time, so that's why I need to mention the final date. So in the email, I will mention all the things, and that you have mentioned the product, agent, and everything. Once we will migrate the site to the Shopify, and then we will set up all the things like a product, agent, and everything. So I will provide you the final date today, right? And and for the PayPal and stuff that you have provided me the access, so it's not for the
and then.
It's so useless for me for now. You can remove my access from your PayPal and other stuff because we are using a Shopify. So the Shopify have their own like a merchant, right? Own like you already add your PayPal all the things. So we will add all the things in your Shopify accounts. Okay, that you have provided.
Okay, so you don't need Stripe or you don't need to.
No, I need that. sorry for that, I need that, right? And so once we will migrate your site over to Shopify, then I will add those things into the Shopify account, okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. The other question. So I guess Chase is still going to call me because he has to patch in my bank to set up the shopping cart, correct?
Shopping cart. Like, can you come back in? What was that? Sorry.
Okay. So we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago.
With Chase.
With Chase, yes, with you and with Chase, when it came to the shopping cart, and he said that he would need to get on the phone with my bank, so to be able to set it up so that payments were coming in and out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I can do, actually, Chase is Chase, and he's willing to talk to you as well, right? So.
Okay.
The thing you what you're talking about, he knows better than me about this thing, so I can connect you.
Okay.
And you can answer all the things with them. Okay. And one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. Sorry. From my side, I have just explained to you before today, before the day and today, I will send you the email with the final date. And now we are start migration of the site towards your Shopify account. Okay. And
yeah.
That's it, right? And all the things you have already provided to me, that's fine. And I will approve on the Shopify, and today you will receive an email with the final date. So I'm going to transfer your call to him, and you can talk to him further.
Okay. All right, thank you.